So I'll be talking this morning utilization of emergency departments 2000-2010. I have no financial or corporate interest to disclose. So just as background, and a lot of us know this, so the emergency department is a safety net, especially for those on Medicaid and CHIP and uninsured. EMTALA is a mandate that states that anyone who walks into the ED should at least be screened and stabilized before they are discharged or transferred elsewhere. We know about the barriers of primary care access. Certainly there's a convenience factor that plays, being open all the time. Utilization has been scrutinized for decades. I think it was Caldwell that had done a study and came out in 2013 that estimated the median cost of an ED outpatient using the top 10 diagnoses. And he had used 2006 Medicare, Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, came out with the median cost of $1,233 per outpatient. Certainly there's overcrowding, there's a shortage of patient space. You can see sometimes when you go, patients are waiting in the hallways inside the ED. There's a lack of examination space, leading to longer wait times. Some patients leave before being seen. And, it can cause an unnecessary strain on personnel, leading in medical errors. So for those reasons, studying utilization is important. Certainly want to identify gaps in the primary care health system and, bridge those gaps, make it more use-efficient and cost-efficient. Focus has been to reduce non-urgent ED visits. So I use HAMSA's data, and they define non-urgency as any visit that can wait between 2 to 24 hours. So other efforts to reduce non-urgency has been increasing in primary care workforce, especially in the South region where the need is greatest. Provide alternate sites of care, federally qualified community health centers, ACOs, medical homes. Increase health literacy, mostly for patients with chronic disease. Having a patient keep a daily diary of their blood glucose levels or having an asthma action plan for self-management in case an exacerbation comes up. Medicaid expansion certainly will increase PCP access. There are more primary cares that don't see as many Medicaid patients due to lower reimbursement rates. But we need to provide incentives. Perhaps increasing reimbursement we talked about debt forgiveness type of incentives, bonuses to accept more Medicaid patients. So objectives here was to describe 11-year period of emergency department utilization with a non-urgent focus, describing it using frequency, demographic information by insurance status. And also I used 2010 HAMSA data, and I examined the likelihood of non-urgent use for Medicaid patients compared to the uninsured. Again, I used HAMSA's data, we adjusted, it was summarized data, used descriptive statistics. For the 2010 HAMSA's data, that involved almost 35,000 patient cases, with 2,675 of that labeled non-urgent. Use a logistic regression model to calculate the odds ratio to determine the likelihood of non-urgent ED use for Medicaid patients compared to the uninsured. So we know that ED use has been increasing, but the question really is by how much. So since 2000, we have ED visits increased from 108 million to 130 million, with a peak at 136 million in 2009. Now we see the sharpest increase in visits between 2007-2009. We know about the economic recession at the end of December 2007, and certainly people lost jobs, and certainly private insurance, employer-sponsored, and there was an increase in Medicaid enrollment by 20 million during that time. So we see a chart. I wish this was a stock chart in my financial portfolio. I'd be pretty happy, but unfortunately, it's here we see ED use increasing about 6,000 from 2000, 2003. 2004, 2006, it goes up about nine million, I should say. Sorry, not 6,000, 6 million. It's, and it's 9 million here. 2007, 2009, see a big increase of 20 million. So classification, there's no standardized method of classifying ED visits across hospitals in the U.S. I went to talk yesterday. There was a guy there talking about using the NYU algorithm, which is a retrospective method. So HAMSIS uses a prospective nurse triage method. So that's why you have such a wide range here. Non-urgent classification can range anywhere from 5 to 82%. Using the retrospective method, it's more based on looking at the patient record and looking to see what the treatment was, how it was managed, what was given, doing it prospectively. It depends on the nurse's experience. A lot of times there's there's the emotional aspect of it, environmental. So if a kid comes in, you certainly want to probably give them more urgency. So in HAMSIS method, you can overestimate the number of urgent cases. So your non-urgent classification is going to be more on the conservative side. So here we see a bar graph here of the classification. The color in green is all urgent, labeled urgent classification. Urgent classification means patient seen between 15 minutes and an hour. Here's the non-urgent classification. It's remained relatively stable since 2007. Looking at geography now, where a person lives matters. It certainly affects your ability to access primary care. HAMSIS divides the regions into four categories: Northeast, Midwest, South, and West. The South had the highest frequency rate for ED visits. They had the highest numbers of Medicaid and uninsured. There is a perception of lower quality care in the South region. I know Ashish Jha at Harvard had put out a paper a couple of years ago just detailing that work. There are primary care shortages. Out of all the regions, I think they probably had the greatest primary care shortages in the South. So the lowest frequency rate in ED visits were classified non-urgent. So I mean, what this statement basically tells me, if you're a patient that shows up in the ED in the South, you really need to be there, I guess. The odds ratio showed that the likelihood of non-urgent classified visits was 18% less in the South compared to the West. I use West as my reference category. Midwest had the highest frequency rate of non-urgent ED visits, and the odds ratio there showed that the Midwest was 67% more likely to have a non-urgent ED visit compared to the West. So we look at a graph of the geographic breakdown. The South is in the tan. You can clearly see it way outpaces the other regions, sometimes even more than 2 to 1. Yeah, those are the number. Yeah, that's right, number of visits. Sure. Insurance status, privately insured led the group since 2000. The majority have been privately insured, followed by Medicaid with a mean visit of 28 million, and the uninsured at 19 million. And here you see in blue as privately insured. We see a Medicaid in green, and you see a slight dip in the private going to the ED. You see Medicaid closing the gap. So looking at non-urgency now, what I do is I took the total number of ED visits that were non-urgent, I added them up in the 11-year period, 130.1 million, first few slides I showed you, the median estimate was 1,230. So I took a mean of 600, times that by 130 million, and it came up with 78 billion in non-urgent, just in costs, non-urgent visit costs. Now remember, this is a conservative number because HAMSIS, the way they classify. If this was maybe used retrospective classification, this could easily be over 200 million, and that would the cost for non-urgent care would just be, probably close to 150 billion. I showed you earlier that the non-urgent visits have been stable at 7.65%. And so 2002-2008, we saw the privately insured leading all the other insurance groups for non-urgent visits. But in 2009, you know, the data did show that Medicaid took over the lead in non-urgent visits. Now, trend, I believe, is here to stay. Certainly, increase in Medicaid expansion, and it would cause a demand greater than supply. Here, the odds ratio 2010 HAMSA's data, they showed that the uninsured are 48% more likely to have a non-urgent ED visits compared to private. Private was my reference group, and Medicaid beneficiaries are 24% more likely to have a non-urgent ED visit. So here again, we see Medicaid in 2009 taking the lead. Blue again is private, and here in 2010 you can see Medicaid. And then so we look here at, so the likelihood of non-urgent ED visits was 24% more with uninsured. So when you compare Medicaid and uninsured, 28% more likely with uninsured compared to Medicaid. So, you know, having Medicaid is a good thing. It certainly decreases the likelihood compared to the uninsured that you'll have a non-urgent ED visit. Here's just a closer look comparing the Medicaid uninsured group. Looking at age and gender now, so the age group with the most ED visits was 25 to 44. This is true also for all ED visits and non-urgent visits. For patients over 65, they had the lowest ED visit rate, and also that's true for non-urgent visits classification. And so the data just show the older you get over 65, your likelihood for non-urgent ED visits decreases. Looking at gender, females outnumber males in ED visits and also for non-urgency, but the odds ratio did show that females were 12% less likely to go to the ED for non-urgent reasons compared to males. Here we see the top line is 25 to 44. And this down here we have 65 to 74, and this is age over 75. Race and ethnicity, more whites than black African Americans visit the ED, and that was true for non-urgent visits, and race ethnicity was not a statistically significant factor compared to whites. So this is whites up here. Now, I mean, remember, this is national data. For those of us that work in urban hospitals, I mean, we see certainly a lot of, blacks and Hispanics, but it's not representative nationally as a whole. Looking at the top 10 reasons for ED use, so here we have, there were three diagnoses that are reasons why people came into the ED, and that was responsible about 50%. That was abdominal pain, here we have chest pain and related symptoms, and we have fever. So just the three of these. I mean, going around in order of decreasing frequency is headache here, we have shortness of breath, back symptoms, cough, generalized pain, throat symptoms, and vomiting. So in conclusion, historical trends do show, or at least suggest, that ED visits will continue to rise. Medicaid populations certainly have higher ED utilization rates. Demand is greater than supply. Affordable Care Act does address some of these issues, the shortage of primary care workforce, providing incentives for people to move to the south, increases the number of alternate care centers, community health centers, and time will tell if patterns of ED utilization will result in better efficiency and lower costs.